latest violation of international practice. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's what China is calling today's downing of its balloon off the coast of South Carolina by the U.S. military, and it's threatening repercussions.
That Chinese spy balloon was shot down by U.S. Air Force F-22 Raptor, launched from Langley Air Force Base outside Virginia Beach. The balloon was shot down by the F-22 after it fired a single short-range Sidewinder heat-seeking missile. Senior defense officials say the debris field is now scattered across 7 miles in about 45 feet of water, 6 miles off the coast of South Carolina.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Biden says he gave the order Wednesday, but military officials waited until the balloon was where debris would not cause injuries. A fire is still burning after a train derailment overnight in the Ohio village of East Palestine. The NTSB's Michael Graham.
We're relying on the expertise of the hazardous material experts to let us know when they can get in there and eliminate the fire, and then they can safely secure the scene.
The train was carrying hazardous materials, but officials say no leakage has been detected. A high school and community center were open to shelter people evacuated. The Democratic National Committee meeting in Philadelphia voted to change its 2024 primary schedule.
All those in favor of approving the report say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. The ayes have it, and the report on the Rules and Bylaws Committee has been adopted.
Iowa's now replaced by South Carolina as the first in the nation vote for the Democrats. The move aimed at empowering minority voters. Thousands of Israelis staged a weekly protest in Tel Aviv against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's proposed judicial overhauls. Opponents believe the changes threaten Israel's democratic values. America is listening to Fox News.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The government is proposing new rules aimed at making school meals healthier. Fox's Lisa Brady reports.
The Agriculture Department proposing limits on added sugars for the first time. That would be phased in, beginning with foods like sweetened cereals, yogurts, and chocolate milk in the 2025 to 2026 school year. The eventual goal, to have added sugars account for less than 10% of total weekly calories in school breakfasts and lunches, though sugar substitutes would still be allowed. The plan calls for a 30% cut in sodium by 2029. One trade group says added rules are difficult, especially for smaller school districts. Health officials say less salt and sugar can help lower the risk of serious problems, including obesity and diabetes. A public comment period on the plan opens next week. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A 24-year-old man is facing charges after he was arrested this week in connection to the theft of two monkeys from the Dallas Zoo. Zoo CEO and President Greg Hudson.
We're bringing in the best in the field that we can to help us think through not only the operational parts of it, but the technology and the all the things that could help us manage this type of situation.
The suspect also faces charges for cutting the enclosure of a leopard, leading to that animal's escape. Scientists looking up at Jupiter have discovered some new cool stuff. Fox's John Saucier has more.
Astronomers using telescopes in Hawaii and Chile have identified and confirmed 12 new moons going around Jupiter. This brings the red planet's total moons to a record-breaking 92. Both Jupiter and Saturn have a bunch of small moons orbiting them, which are actually believed to be fragments of once bigger moons that may have collided or have been broken up by asteroids. Next year, NASA is planning to send a spacecraft up to Jupiter to study its moon known as Europa, which may have an ocean beneath its frozen crust. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.